a world where geeking out never looked so good, two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wacho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
It's a rainy day outside today, with more special requests of me singing.
No, no, there's no special requests.
What's going on?
They asked why Juancho sings at the beginning of every episode. That's what they asked.
I can sing if I want to. It's my podcast.
He can sing if he wants to. He can leave his friends behind, because if they don't sing and something, it's time for episode 7. I'm done.
Something like that. He epically fell. What's going on, guys? This is Juancho.
Hey, now. This is Vibe.
We have a special guest in the background.
Woo!
It's good to be back. It's Garbanzo here. The bean is back.
Garbanzo, ladies and gentlemen.
He has special topics at the end of the podcast discussing few little special topics that I think the listeners / viewers are watching us the week later. About geeking out and geek tattoos. So,
and how it never felt so good?
It never felt so good.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Or sounded so good.
All right. So, like, before we get into it, let's discuss your weekend. What did you do?
I forgot to
absolutely nothing.
Oh, no, I do remember. Lots and lots of MMOs.
Yes. You still play MMOs.
So much MMOs.
So MMOs are so relevant to you.
I can't wait for school
Actually,
to
no,
start.
Break it down for me. You broke it down to me on the phone. Break it down to me. How you balance everything?
My weekly?
Yes.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Then from work, took the fiance. While the fiance is doing her thing, it's between
life.
9 to 10, it's Final Fantasy Online. From 10 to 11, it's World of Warcraft. And then sleep from 11 to 6.
Shameful. Absolutely shameful.
You should get a lot more than 1 hour World of Warcraft.
I know, that's right.
And I'm both levels.
Tell them, Garbanzo.
Mid-50s, I think, in about 2 weeks.
And what?
What?
Okay, I'm moving on.
I'm giving you my password.
You're a friend. You're such a well learned guy.
I don't know how to do it.
Are you sure you're not Taiwanese?
Most stories begin like that. I was playing an MMO and then
I turned Taiwanese. So, Mr. Vibe, what's going on with Geek Bros and Geek Girls?
Geek Bros and Geek Girls. I'm still slacking. I'm still working on, I keep saying this every week after week, I'm still working on the Geek Bros, Geek Girls crossover, the Wonder Woman special. I'm almost done with the 1 year anniversary and the Tate special. So I should get a pat on the back for that.
How's Rick and Morty's episode coming along?
But where's the, so we have Spider-Man. We have the Spider-Man episode. We have the Spider-Man non-spoiler review.
I'm giving a very hard time because he keeps delaying the good videos and keeps giving me little videos.
Is the Spider-Man Homecoming review not good?
It's amazing.
Exactly. And you will check it out.
Actually?
The movie.
Oh, I guess I'll have to watch the review.
No, we actually will bring it up. We're going to actually show a clip of. We're going to show. We're going to screen an audio clip from our review and then please check it out on YouTube.
He gets to see it.
Yeah, he gets to see a little bit of it. Our shirts are the bomb.
The shirts are the bomb. Hashtag to Hot Topic.
But.
We want free stuff's Hot Topic.
Free stuff. Now, but Juancho, what do we have as topics today?
We have comic books according to the Geek Bros.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've given him such a hard time about his laptop crashing on the.
I brought paper.
We went analog, baby. We went old school. We printed it out here on site.
Paper doesn't die of battery.
No, it doesn't.
We have top comic book news according to the Geek Bros. We have a lot of Pokemon news because last week I didn't give you any Pokemon news.
So they're catching up, basically. It's like
video games out this week and
a special
statement
retraction. Juan didn't make a mistake.
We had a PR of the company contact us.
Yeah,
regarding
because Juan made a mistake.
Wow.
We had a couple open mic discussions. Spider-Man, Monopoly Gamer. The Charm Coaster, the passing of Stanley's wife, Hugh Jackman, Flash, Christopher Nolan reveals plans. We will let you know.
Okay.
There you go.
Prime Day,
Was it a dud?
Or? Was it a dude, according to Vibe?
It was a typo!
Star Trek Discovery. And then we have the special topic today. Geek Tats. And there is there a wrong way to geek out?
Presented by?
Presented by Mr. Garbanzo himself.
Woohoo!
The Bean. You know what we should do, Mr. Vibe?
What should we do?
Let's get down and dirty to it.
Down.
Comic book news according to Geek Bros.
This is why we keep getting flagged.
That's probably why. But not by the podcast, by YouTube.
He said down and dirty, okay. Like, I got this flagged again.
Comic books out this week. We got Spider-Man number 2, Spider-Man 2 issue number 1. Will this answer the big cliffhanger left when Miles Morales and Peter Parker met? I have not read it. I have Jason, Mr. Vi, picked it up for me today. So we will read it.
Reluctantly picked it up, by the way.
Yeah.
It was more like, get this comic book and get it now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, but, and he hung up.
Darth Vader 3 review. So much spoilers, which I can't spoil because Vi didn't read it before the podcast. But I can tell you, Vader got his butt kicked.
I don't believe it. Don't you believe it.
Kicked. Like, severely.
I promise I will read it this week, and we will do a comprehensive review.
Jedi...
The dark side will rise again.
It will rise.
Listen, Darth Vader is the truth, so there's no way that this nut that's doing his Bogusha or Lashla or whatever it's called.
The next comic book there.
Sorry.
Dark Days, the casting, which lead us into the... This will lead us into the... How will this lead us into the effect of the DC Universe? After this series comes out, it's a DC event called Metal. So, stay tuned to that. Now, a big issue is Wonder Woman 26. A new creative team has been brought in. So, whenever you have a new team come in the middle of a comic book series, where would the new creative team push the direction of the comic book? Do you know?
No.
No, I mean, how do you feel about that? Because you see, somebody takes realm of something that's already...
Well, change for the sake of change. You know, you usually come in with a new team and then they want to make it their own. So they're going to change aspects just for the sake of saying, this is my thing. Sometimes it's asinine. Sometimes it's well worth it. I usually think that when it's a change of management or change of team, the changes are cosmetic.
That's not team. You're talking about the creative team.
Okay.
So we're putting writers and everything as well.
Yes.
Okay.
What is it in response to? Is it because of the Wonder Woman movie?
No, I didn't get further into the news. We'll have more news next time, but the new creative team has been... I forgot the names of them. There were 4 members that had left.
Listen, I don't want to have to record another retraction because you
gave us the
wrong info.
We're going to clarify that because Vibe is seemed that I made a mistake, but we're going to get into it. Time for...
PR didn't contact me, baby.
Time for movie that stands out for us this weekend. War of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I want to say.
That's exciting. there was what was it? It was an article, actually, saying whether or not this sets up the original Planet of Apes, but I didn't read it because it says spoilers for the way the movie ends. Do you think this is going to be setting up the original?
Bye. Spoilers for the movie end. If this is how the Planet of the Apes movie started, what are you spoiling if you already know the planet ends up by apes?
Well, what is it leading to? Is it leading to? Hold on.
There's logic there.
Exactly. What he said or what I said? If you side with Wancho...
I'm saying yes.
Don't be scared of him.
Just saying
don't
yes.
be scared of him, Garbanzo.
Just saying yes.
Don't be scared of him.
I mean, say, is it leading to the Charlton Heston version or is it leading to the Mark Wahlberg version? That's what I'm saying.
Mark Wahlberg.
See, there is an article that says which one it leads to.
Every time you say Wahlberg,
Garbanzo.
I think about a burger.
Honestly, CGI alone says it's going back towards Mark Wahlberg, but I would like to see the Charlton Heston... You know, where it, but the whole thing is if this ends with a nuclear option,
right?
Then this maybe we'll be looking at Charlton Heston,
right? But isn't the Charlton Heston version he was in the past, went through a wormhole, came out through the future? If the past is happening now, is it an alternate reality? How would they rectify that? That's what I'm trying to say. How can you reconcile the fact that in the modern time, and they didn't send anybody off to space that I know of in the narrative? How does then the Charlton Heston version work? Where did he come from? Which Earth did he come from? Unless they're gonna, you know.
Well, here's the thing. The great thing about that kind of wormhole theory mm-hmm. is it doesn't have to be linear. So we could be talking about not just that particular future. It could be the future of a different timeline.
Okay, and that's
talking about theory of relativity and how there's a lot of different theories out there. So
string theory,
exactly. Or, But the whole thing is that there's so much they can really do from there that there's a lot of room for interpretation.
Why are you always fondling my Iron Man on camera?
I like to fondle his Iron Man.
Those who are listening to us on the podcast,
God.
Yeah, right? Every time we're doing this, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, the recap, the week after, he's consistently manhandling my pet Iron Man, my blue plushie.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I call it when he's not around. Okay.
Well,
at least he's keeping your wood. I mean, Groot away. And that's how you get flagged. My bad.
Shocking content. So, leading to catch 'em all Pokemon. So last week I gave you guys no Pokemon news,
and I never felt so good and always right with the world until today.
Till today. First discussion we want to talk about: the next Pokemon movie is revisiting the show's first season with changing things. There will be no Brock and Misty. How can you do that? How is that possible? Well, Vibe, hit me the Japanese
Is this going to be Japanese? We're going to screen the trailer right now.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, who's in Japanese?
Konnichiwa.
まだ知らない
Okay, hold on. So they're not really just. So they're basically starting from scratch again.
They're retelling season one, but they're telling it.
But they're including all Pokemon. They're going back to Johto, right?
Johto?
Yeah, Johto.
Plus Kanto. Kanto was the first region, right?
Going back to Kanto, but also incorporating newer Pokemon.
Correct.
New Pokemon, yeah, they're incorporating that. They've stripped the old people.
And those two characters that you saw in there are what is Brock and Misty.
That's the new those are the new companions that replace Brock and Misty.
Correct.
My question is this: so why didn't they change Jesse and James?
You can't.
Well, I mean, they're like a staple.
Yeah, they're a staple.
It's always been Jesse throughout the whole season.
Yeah, but it could have been fun to see, like, you know, Lois and Clark.
I'm excited. Looking at the trailer, this first time seeing the trailer, I'm excited. It looks very nice.
So it says there right now, I'm reading the article, there's no Misty or Brock following Ash and Pikachu this time around either. He's got new friends who are much more recently introduced Pokemon. So they are really changing a lot of things here.
So we will stay tuned.
I'm disappointed.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Because Ash belongs with Misty. Did anybody else hear Misty's song? I'm going to play it for you guys one day.
Yeah. He will definitely play.
You heard Misty's song.
Maybe during the Pokemon
news. The first movie? Yeah. Or the second movie?
It was the second movie.
Yeah, all right, it was the second movie. She had this really nice song, and she loves him.
Next in topics there, moving along, before we get into the biggest topic, Japan is going to be having... Oh, actually, that's Pokemon Go. Do that one. Japan's going to have McFlurries from Pokemon, made out of, like, design from Pokemon.
It looks like Pikachu's... Shit. Excrements. That's all I can say. Now that was a good word. And that's not flagged.
So that's actually quite interesting, knowing that how Japan's playing on the Pokemon thing, having a McFlurry made out of Pokemon.
So when it has healthy stuff, is that why it has the sad face Pikachu? Because like he's the one like that's the angry Pikachu is when they're eating his brains.
So hold on. So it's gonna be. Pikachu's yellow and brown.
Different packaging.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's trying
no
to play out.
No, Pikachu, no, Pikachu doesn't taste like chocolate and bananas. No, it says no. It says no, Pikachu does not taste like chocolate and bananas. So we don't know what flavors this is going to be. Maybe it's like a lemon lime kind of thing.
Well, we'll see. I'm not in Japan, so I can't test it and talk about it. Moving to the big news coming up next week. We have July 22nd. We already discussed Chicago's having a big Pokemon event. But before we get to that event...
Could you pronounce Chicago again?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago.
Chicago, okay. Chicago
Windy City.
Is... Chicago.
And
Chicago.
During the
Chicago.
Pokemon Go anniversary,
we have a new hashtag for our videos. Chicago.
Running to July 24th, those lucky members will be able to catch a Pikachu wearing Ash's hat.
Yep, got one yesterday.
Really?
So,
yep.
Garbanzo, you're still playing Pokemon Go?
Me and my girlfriend Jessie, we actually have a ongoing competition. It gets a little annoying. She actually has
a Raichu with a
hat.
Oh my god.
There. Look. She has a Raichu with a hat, and it's really aggravating me. She just finished evolving
too. Awesome.
And she just finished and here's the thing is that she
if you guys didn't see real quick, I looked it up, I showed it to the camera, the Raichu
with a hat. So that is what?
No, Garbanzo was
gonna So today I got myself a new headset and a new mic, and a certain somebody, I was like, oh, look, there's this.
Show it to the camera. Close it to the camera.
Pokemon Go Plus. So now I'm falling behind obscenely because of this.
There's a red light on this that we don't get.
It's constantly going off, and she's constantly catching it. Now I'm just sitting there trying to catch up. So...
That is for the anniversary surprise. So that's actually a nice thing for Ninantic. Is it Ninantic?
Ninantic?
Ninantic to come up with a nice... Ninantic. For coming up with a nice little thing.
Nine!
See,
so, there's a Pikachu with a hat.
Look at that.
More news. So the event that takes place on July 22nd will feature three challenge windows.
Okay.
So for those who can go up, it's... To players, this is only strictly for players who go to the event, who have tickets already, they're going to be playing in Grand Park.
Which are sold out for minors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, all those players will have to work together to unlock global rewards. So, below, there's, I'm going to put the picture on the podcast description. There's different rewards for those players who catch certain Pokemon. So, for any Pokemon that's caught Fire type, you're going to get a candy bonus. Water, XP bonus. Leaf, Stardust bonus, Electric, Egg Distance bonus, Rock, Body Distance bonus, and I think that is Neutral, Encounter Rate Boss.
Normal,
yeah. Encounter Rate Boss. So once all those are met, there's going to be even more rewards, which will lead you to Phase 2. So there's different phases throughout the day. And how the players around the world who cannot be at that event participate, they will have to catch Pokemon to extend those rewards that are being provided by the members who are at Grand Park.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it's a global event. So those, actually, the ones at Grand Park are doing all the work, while the ones outside Grand Park are trying to extend. Now, phase one is from 11 a.m. to 11:30, 12 p.m. to 12:30, and 3 p.m. to 3:30. Mystery Challenge, which is phase two, Mystery Challenge Phase 2 is a mystery challenge, which has the three gym members of the Thunder, the Articuno, Zapdos, and the fire type.
It's
a Moltres.
Moltres. It's a mystery thing. We don't know what it is. And Phase 3 closes between July 23rd and July 24th, but they have to complete Mystery Challenge 2. So we'll see what we get. We'll reveal it the following podcast because I'm pretty sure
global reward. I'm thinking.
So I'm going to assume that both Garbanzo and Juancho will be actively participating in this, and you will be.
I am going to download it back again
because I'm not doing it.
But there's more news.
I'm not doing it.
Pokemon Go team also has announced that there will be several Safari Zones events will be held at selected Uniball, Rondaco shopping centers in Europe in this August and September. The events will feature raid bosses for players to take on, as well as Pokemon from the Kanto and Johto regions, including ones that have never been available in Europe before.
I love Pokemon Johto.
So on August 5th, Fiskertorf in Copenhagen, Denmark, Centrum Cerni. That's actually pretty good pronunciation, right there.
That was fairly well done.
Centrum Cerni Most, Prague and Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. August 12th, Most of Scandinavian Stockholm, Sweden.
Do you want me to read this?
Stadthold Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Red flag.
September 16th, and the Central in Germany. Les Quatre Temps in Paris, France. And La Masquinita in Barcelona, Spain.
I'd like to formally apologize to everybody.
I just destroyed those names. But
I
want to
apologize because Juancho has he's got a lisp.
Lips.
And he's got an accent.
Because his lips are moist.
His lips are moist.
So, hey, that's a lot of Pokemon news. So those Pokemon Go users, you get yourself some Pokemon and go catch them.
So basically, we'd like to thank Juancho for making up for last week with no news, with all this news, which took up a good solid, I don't know, 8-9 minutes. It's usually like 8-9 seconds.
Very true.
Well, moving on, Juancho.
So, I get an email.
Nope.
What?
We're talking about video games now, but before we get into it, Juancho received an email, a cease and desist letter from... please continue.
I have Juancho's
in trouble. He would not be the co-host of this
Mike
anymore.
Saying, I got an email. You got an email from the PR of Blue Mammoth Games regarding the game that you had mentioned on your first podcast. Well, I think it was the first podcast. So it turns out that the game that was supposed to release on that date was Pullback.
The name of the game, please.
Was released early, Brawlhalla. So I have a statement from Blue Mammoth Games. While the PlayStation blog stated that the epic free-to-play platform Fighter was coming out on June 26th and 27th in Europe, and it was briefly available on the PlayStation Store, Brawlhalla was listed early and has now been taken off the store. PlayStation gamers will have to wait a little longer before entering Valhalla and joining the eternal tournament enjoyed by millions of PC gamers. A PS4 closed beta of Brawlhalla is currently running, with signups still open. Blue Mammoth Games doesn't want to disappoint any of the lucky individuals who have downloaded the game when it was briefly available, so they are now in the closed beta. More news on both the PS4 closed beta and Brawlhalla's launch will be announced in the coming weeks. For those who don't have a PS4, you can still get the game on Steam. I had the pleasure of playing this game.
You had rave reviews about it.
I actually enjoyed this game. This game reminded me of my childhood again. Playing Super Smash Brothers. Really? It has the same kind of concept, but it's really, really nice. I enjoyed it. I had at least 2-3 hours of gameplay during that time. So we will get the news from Blue Mammoth Games when... news comes in about it, so we'll stay tuned. And for those who have downloaded and enjoyed, hopefully you guys are enjoying it as much as I am.
Well, thank you, Juancho. That's very eloquent, very, very professional. We'd like to thank you for your time, and we accept your apology for that massive screw up.
Well, I just want to say that the people from Blue Mammoth were so nice to send that letter with the update. You know, just you know, that just to make sure.
When I got that email, it was like crap vibe. What did you do?
It is true. It's true. He's like, I remember he called me, and he's like, listen, this could be a good thing or a really bad thing. And I said, Juancho, what did you do? So
moving forward, games coming out this week.
Okay.
We have GORM, Steam Early Access for PC, July 10th. Tuesday.
Look at the Tuesday's launches.
Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age. Minecraft Story Mode Season 2, Episode 1, Hero in a Residence for PS4, PC, Xbox One. MotoGP 17. I didn't know they still made that game. Wow. PS4. Fable Fortunes was supposed to come out on Tuesday, but was delayed for June 25th.
And Juancho caught it before he made another mistake.
The Belows for PSVR. The Blackfall for PS4, PC, Xbox One. D-Tower Rush, PS4. Derelict Fleet, PS4.
Derelict Fleet.
Echoes of the Fae, The Fox Trail, PS4. Fantastic Contraption, PSVR. Hunting Simulator, PS4. Iron Cryptical. PC, PS4, Xbox One, Leap of Fate, PS4, Mr. Pumpkin Adventure, Vita.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They still make
vibes at the same thing.
The same things like the Vita.
Mr. Shifty, PS4, Serial Cleaner, PS4, Xbox One, PC, Transport Giant, PS4, Warlock vs. Shadow, PS4, Jama Jama, PS4.
I love Jama Jama.
Wednesday, July 12th, the And it's 9. Oh! Ooh! PS4.
What's
the end of 9?
Oh, the Geek Girls. Oh, the Geek Girls. Yeah, that's our video PC, game. No, I'm sorry.
Energy Balance PS4. Thursday, July 13. As the Dying Cross.
As the Divine Cross.
Frisky Business PS4. Notable game there, Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age. I thought they stopped making it. I guess they continue making expansion packs for it, even though they have Final Fantasy 14 online. I guess they still make it.
I will say this, because I've been listening, and then also there's so many games for the PS4 that are coming out. It's like, do you guys ever wonder if they're just oversaturating the... Is it just way too much? I mean, because the whole thing is that Xbox, you know, I'm an Xbox player, and I also do appreciate the PS4, but, like, do they think that maybe the Xbox either needs to step it up, or you think that PS4 is just overdoing it, which is flooding the market with so many games that people just don't know what to choose and end up...
See, but a lot of those games that I've mentioned are not, they're mostly... independent, like, indie games, so... Most likely, they're coming out on downloadable content. They're not like at a GameStop or Best Buy. You'll buy them. Okay. So, I do see what you mean, but the PS4 right now is coming out with a lot more content faster than Xbox. We just have to wait to see what the holiday season, because I know Xbox during the E3 convention. I know you saw it, Mr. Gabon. So, they do have some pretty good things coming up.
I'm actually pretty stoked for a lot of the stuff that's coming out. In Gods of War,
That of War.
That of War.
I love my father. I do appreciate that the series. I've been a fan of that series for a long time, and I'm actually that may be one of the two reasons that I buy a PS4 this year.
I'm going for a Switch. So I'm just waiting for Splatoon 2 and more Galaxy.
Yeah, actually, I tried getting one today and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Really? Where was it? Where was
I
it?
I was trying to go to Best Buy and I didn't get into an accident this time, so it was actually kind of nice.
Too soon.
But apparently the guy looked at me and started laughing and he goes, really?
Why don't you just go to Amazon and get it? They have them available right now, currently, for $469.
Oh, but I want it for
$300. Yeah, but this one actually comes with the
it's like a bundle pack.
Yeah, it's a bundle pack. Yes, it doesn't come with the console and the thing. It actually comes with a little square controller, a little weird controller.
Uh-huh.
But it actually comes with that, the game and the plug thing. So
I'll look into it. I'll check it out. This might be something we're picking up.
Switch time for Switch. Open mic discussion.
Open mic discussion.
Open mic.
Mike.
Spider-Man trolls.
Troll.
So much trolling. This movie really trolled everybody. Not only did it troll the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie, but it actually trolled us.
You see, okay, there's a scene
Hold on. Before we go.
Spoiler.
There's so many spoilers right now, Mr. Garbanzo. I apologize.
No, we're not going to go that far.
I'm telling you right now. It's okay. I don't have a problem with it. It will not take away from my enjoyment of the movie.
We're not going to get to details, but it's just going to be some scenes there that we will discuss. But Mr. Vibe, go ahead, play a little clip of the upcoming episode of...
I'm not ready yet. Talk about the trolling of the...
A scene in the... when they were in Washington, D.C., where Spider-Man was saving everyone, and they ended up in the elevator, so the elevator crashes, and then Spider-Man crawls up, and then he crawls up upside down, like Tobey Maguire did to MJ. Mm-hmm. So they were like, kiss him. And they were getting closer. As soon as they were getting close, Spider-Man was whoop! Shoots up back and leaves.
He didn't shoot up, but I think the webbing broke or something broke and he fell down. But yeah, it was an upside down thing.
That's awesome!
And they were close.
And they were like, kiss him.
I was like, are they really gonna do that? And they just, as they considered it, he fell. Yeah. So that's one of the trolls.
That's
the other troll
awesome.
is one of the bonus clips at the end. That was a trolling scene as well, so that was really good. But now that I've delayed long enough, I can play a clip from our upcoming, which is going to be released this week, non-spoiler review, original...
Before the other episodes.
Geek Bros web series, original crispy flavor. All right, check it out. I hope this is a good clip. I'm not sure. And go.
First, let's discuss whether you liked it or not.
I loved it.
You want to elaborate, or that's it? I loved it.
I loved the movie. This felt like a good Spider-Man I felt that the eyes were finally... I thought the eyes were CGI. That's actually animatronic.
No, CGI? No, they're probably animatronic. They're probably enhanced by CGI.
By God, man, they did a good job.
I liked the movie, too. It was a little more juvenile for my taste. The humor... Well, yeah, I guess. The humor was considered... I mean, I came off the Civil War high. Civil War High has humor, but that was more of an adult movie, you know. So seeing this, I kind of was like, "Oh, high school, okay."
Of course, because they're in high school. Why, he's in 10th grade. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, he's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. So you know, I kind of rolled my eyes at a few of the things, and then you know, he was a little whiny. You guys know how I feel about whiny characters.
But actually, this whiny is actually yes, I understand you hate whiny characters, but I think the whiny is part of his age.
All right. And that is a good clip from the non-spoiler review of... And don't you tell me when to cut my clips, okay? Don't you ever do that again. Okay, let me stop.
Cut it out.
He's like, that's it. But that was a clip from...
You're going to watch it. I'm not going to give it so much.
But I will say it does look good. You guys made a good point about that.
No, it is. No, yeah,
the movie is
cute.
Really
movie. The movie's cute. I enjoyed it for what it was. But again, like I said, when it coming off of... The Civil War high and you know how more adult theme that was. It just kind of took me back a little bit, but I still got back into it and I really did enjoy it. So yeah, I recommend you guys seeing it. And don't forget to check out Geek Bros Spider-Man Homecoming, the non-spoiler review, coming out this week, and then a spoiler review which is much longer because Juancho can't stop talking next week.
So,
amongst other things,
we had to clarify some things during when you guys watched the episode. We did say that was MJ. Kevin Feige told IGN today. We never even looked, I quote, we never even looked at it as
I
hate
to interrupt you, but it's actually Kevin Feige.
His name is
Fine?
There's no N there. Is there an N?
No, it's F-E-I. It's Fine. Okay, Fine.
I'm almost positive it's actually... Okay.
But everybody says it's Kevin Feige, though.
Is it Feige?
That's what I hear, Feige.
Feige. As well, Feige, but the last time I heard it, I could have sworn someone said Kevin Feige.
So okay, we're going to get back to you guys on that. We're going to find out how we pronounce this man's name.
So Michelle is not MJ, Kevin Feige told IGN. I quote, "We never even looked at it as a big reveal necessarily, but more of just a fun homage to his past adventures and past love. She's not Mary Jane Watson. She never was Mary Jane Watson. She never will be." So, it was fun. And they did play a lot of tributes to a lot of Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, I think that's just what it was.
It was awesome.
Just bringing it up.
One of the things I do want to mention since we're in the Spider-Man topic, two things. I know after Civil War, Captain America and Iron Man, Tony Stark, you know, split ways.
In theory.
So, it's pretty cool to know that Tony Stark is actually building a new shield for Captain America. I know in the comic book universe, we've seen different type of shields. The most recent one, the one that is a triangle with a light lightsaber on the... Not lightsaber, but...
Did you say lightsaber?
It is. It has a saber on the bottom of it that lights up. So...
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, Secret Empire. It's pretty cool.
Because I know that at one point in time he had an energy shield. It was just straight up energy.
Correct.
It's kind of like how, but that's what Phil Coulson has. Phil Coulson has an energy shield that looks just like Cap's shield that comes out. You guys don't watch
it. It was in the comic books.
Okay, I'm
really disappointed in both of you right now.
You know what?
But in seasons 3 and 4, whatever, he actually has an energy shield. Looks just like Cap's shield, and it pops out and blocks like an energy shield.
And I'm pretty sure that's actually based off the one that's in the comics.
Yeah. Probably.
Because and Cap's comics, his shield had gotten shattered.
A fun Easter egg that I found out today. You know the school principal? He's a descendant of the Howling Commandos character.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they going to bring that up, or are they just a fun Easter egg?
Just fun Easter egg.
Really?
Wow.
Which character?
The Chinese-looking one.
Wait! It's the same actor! That makes sense! It's the same actor! It's the same Asian actor!
I was waiting for it!
It clicked! It's the same Asian actor from First Avenger. And he's playing... That makes a lot of sense.
So that's what I'm going to get around it.
I was waiting for it. I was like, what's going on, Vibe? What's going on?
And clicked. No, because you know they said they had a rule where characters couldn't play more than one character in
so
a universe. And that was a way that they did that. Yeah. Just like how they figured out how to make Paul, no, whatever is it, Bettany?
Yeah.
Be Vision by putting Jarvis in him to allow that to happen. Because that's Marvel's rule. Okay.
Moving forward.
Stop playing games with me, Juancho!
I bought a game this weekend
with
my
fiance. That's how you do a transition.
Called Monopoly Gamer.
Okay.
It has the characters of Nintendo, So it plays like Monopoly, but it plays like a Nintendo game. What a fun way to play Monopoly.
Does it have no noises?
There's no noises, but it plays mostly like Mario Kart, where there's power-ups in each card. You end up rolling, let's say, a green shell, the player has to be in front of you. If you roll a red shell, the player can be across the board from you, and the player has to drop the coins that tells you how many you're supposed to drop.
This sounds like a hybrid between Mario Kart and Mario Party.
And the only way to beat the game is not by winning houses. You have boss battles after you pass go. So the player has an ability to play boss battles, but you have to pay.
This doesn't sound like Monopoly at all.
You have to pay coins to pay the boss battle. And the boss battle is you have to roll a die an amount higher than the card to beat it. And that card forces other either players into a trade-off that they have to trade something or an auction-off. And the player picks what property has to be auctioned. My fiance this weekend was, we were playing. I'll give you an example. You know those little blue properties?
Yeah.
I had one. She had one.
Park Place.
She made me trade off Peach's Castle, which was one of the blue ones, to her for a measly little brown one.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
And she won the game. Even though, like, at one point I had 0 coins. And you don't lose the game, by the way. If you have no coins, you have an opportunity to get more coins throughout the game.
So the game never ends?
You can steal
them. No. You can steal them, or you can get points to the power die.
So, when are you preparing the Geek Bros, Geek Girls hangout when we play this?
I'm so jumpy.
I would love to play this.
There's eight characters.
Every single time you get knocked around, you can take a shot.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See?
You have Bowser, you have Diddy Kong, you have Mario, you have Warrior, you have the Ghost, you have Toad, you have Rosalina. You have Peach. You have Yoshi.
He has Yoshi.
Yoshi, and so I love the game. I'm really happy with the.
I think this means we need to make a Geek Bros Monopoly game. Okay, so the characters of Garbanzo.
For those who can get their hands on it, because I know certain it's only exclusive to GameStop though.
Just like one driver.
Oh, and Amazon. Well, it's only strictly to GameStop. Really? You can't go to any place. Get it from what I see, because I searched all over the place that day.
No deal.
The Mall in Saugus has it over here in South Florida.
If you live in South Florida, listen.
South Florida.
Because our podcast is world renowned on the microphone. So you got to be more. You got to understand.
So it was a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Awesome. Moving forward.
I don't like your transitions. They suck.
Just like you. Tron Roller Coaster. It's still a rumor. It's still not confirmed yet until D23 when Disney has it this weekend. They are going to be removing the Speedway into Tron Coaster.
Yeah.
Why Tron though? Because of course,
Because Japan has it already.
Because the Shanghai, they did it in Shanghai. Is it Shanghai or is it?
I think it's Hong Kong.
Okay.
Shanghai Disney.
It's a new one. It apparently it did so well, and it is actually really cool. You're actually sitting in the lights.
No, I hope we get it, because you know what? Disneyland got freaking Guardians of the Galaxy drop thingy.
Fantastic.
The Tower of Terror redone by Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. I get it. Really?
Yeah, they're the ones that got it. Disney World didn't.
Okay, well, I'm telling you,
so I hope we get it.
We still have the Aerosmith one.
Exactly. But can we really say just because something was a success in Asia that it's going to be a success here? And many a times, movies, or entertainment that doesn't do well here does well over there.
It's not a movie.
No, but it's an attraction, but it's the same concept. It's an entertainment
People
device.
Wanted this ride.
Who wants this ride? Tron didn't make any money here.
No, here's the thing is that I was reading up on the article itself, because actually it's kind of funny you bring this up, because I'm actually a massive Disney fan as well. And the whole thing is that there's some people that are kind of mixed on it, because people are saying, why don't they just refurbish it and make it Cars?
There you go.
I don't want Cars.
But because Cars is over on the...
I'm happy that it's on Disneyland. Because we're already going to have a Toy Story Land, which Disneyland doesn't want to have. And we're going to... Oh, actually, they are going to have... God dang it. Freaking A. They get everything.
Your Pixar thing.
Well, it wasn't Disneyland.
We have a lot more over here, though. Whatever. Epcot, bring it around the world.
Exactly.
Hands down.
I've never been.
Oh, we will soon, buddy.
Oh, you've never... Oh, yes. We haven't gone to... Every time we tried to take you on the... on the, what is it called? Food and wine.
Food and wine. You can never have not made a single food and wine excursion yet.
We need to, let's try to do it for this year, and then we'll film it and have some fun, and hopefully I don't fall out of a chair in the middle of a restaurant again.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. There you go. But I refuse to go with a whole bunch of couples. I need a plus one. So, ladies. Okay, plus he one is here. Okay, stop it. Yes, I am.
Preferably Asian.
Ha! It's not true. It's not true. not always true. Okay.
Moving, talking about love life.
We're talking about love life? That's a terrible transition.
It is a beautiful transition.
Okay.
Stanley loved lost his love of his life. She had passed away last week. This brings me to the question: just like Carrie Fisher passing, her mother passed
the next day.
Wow.
Do you think that this heartbreak will hurt Stanley? Because the reason why I'm asking this, because Vibe had brought up a good thing. They have filmed a whole bunch of cameos for the Marvel movies.
The official
movies.
Words is that during Spider-Man Homecoming and around the time Infinity, they did film at least 10 cameo scenes of Stan Lee just in case to put in their back pocket that they can use for future movies.
Oh my god.
Dude, yeah, they did
that. And we've talked about all these...
And his health has been declining a little bit. Yes, right.
And we know whenever somebody close to you passes, your health tends to decay a little bit more because you're sad and you're just depressed and your body eats all that.
Very true.
Not just that. I mean, from my understanding, they were married, 69 years?
Yeah. Long time. She was there through the thick and thin of starting Marvel Studios and everything.
And the whole thing is, like, you know, it's just that when you have someone, you rely on someone for so long, it's going to be really, really hard. I think his daughter's going to help play a big role in how he does for right now. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I think the fans, too, though. I think the fans, too. Because he understands that even though he may, you know, part of him was living for his wife, a good chunk of him lives for the fans as well. So I believe that he'll just rely more on the fan support. And I don't think it's going to be a situation where, like, characters come out where she, you know, just passed away. Right? I think he's going to be able to draw enough strength and emotion from the fans. I mean, like, he's going to last a lot.
I haven't followed up from the news since then. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens as we continue once we have more news on it.
My condolences and my heart goes out to Mr. Lee and his family. I know it's not easy losing a loved one.
So. Yeah. Mr. Vibe.
Well, as going from one ending to another ending, we have the article here talking about Hugh Jackman, and he states that Wolverine will return, but with somebody else in the role.
Of course, that was already...
True, but I mean, at some point, not necessarily, because you have to say this man defined the role.
Yeah.
Would the studio even feel comfortable recasting the role?
Give Wolverine a chance.
Would they really, would they really do that? So that's what the situation is. The question was, like the debacle with Spider-Man, you know, they recasted him 3 times. James Bond's making a history of recasting, but Wolverine has only happened 1 time, and it's only been one actor. Well, they've loved it.
But here's the thing, bro. This is going to have everybody else at the Marvel side studio get ready, because, like we stated before, some of these actors are getting ready to go, and
there's going to be a rebirth coming soon.
Yeah. It happens in comic books. Why can it happen in movies?
Absolutely.
Very true. Very true. But they're going to have to give it some breathing room.
But let's talk about real quick the Marvel rebirths are, they're special.
Some of them are kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie. I mean, but it is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and say that every single. That they knocked out of
the... Oh, no, I know.
There's a couple of times where I wanted to burn down a store just so that nobody else has to read that particular issue.
Yeah.
But that's what things happen. Like they try things, and that's a great thing about the media itself is that they can take risks, that they can't take chances, and then hopefully, but not all of them are going to succeed.
No. We'll just have to wait to see what happens.
Well, everything changes in a flash.
Whoa.
Yeah. The Flash.
That was a good transition.
The Flash. New rumors about season 4. Now, I promised you guys last week that I was going to bring some more DC because, of course,
Juancho hates comics.
So season 3 of The Flash ended with a major cliffhanger, leaving fans plenty of questions. Now, the CW isn't set to return until October, but at least we know a few things. One, there's going to be no Speedster this season. It's going to be The Thinker. And they actually.
I just want to ruin your thing. You know how many good things are happening in October? the season 2 of Stranger Things comes out.
We will talk about that next week.
Marvel Odyssey comes out.
So when the next week,
I just want to throw that in there.
The Thinker is the new big bad, as he was brought up in season 3. The showrunner says that they reveal that they're not going to be doing another speedster. They've kind of played that out.
I'm really glad to hear that.
But it's very true. Okay,
I don't know what they're talking about. I don't
watch
the show.
As fans know from the series, they hinted at the character future introduction in a couple of season 3 episodes, including the finale, in which Savitar says surveys Star Labs and states, "This is where we came up with the cerebral inhibitor to use against DeVoe, which is the Thinker. DeVoe is the new big bad, and they say Barry will have to work will have his work cut out for him because this is something completely different, and your speed is not going to cut it this time." So
no, it doesn't matter how fast you are, if you can, you know, it's you know, you can't run as you thought.
Exactly, and it's something that we're very interested in.
That's something a good tattoo.
So season 4 could also start with a time jump.
Another one.
You know, you do know that he jumped in. Listen, I'm going to talk about DC because DC is time to shine. Sure. There's going to be a time jump because we do believe we might see Wally West as the new Flash, because Flash at the end, there was a Speed Force storm. He had to go into the Speed Force. So that's going to be something interesting that we might be able to see. Wally West, there we go, maybe taking over the Flash mantle. That's another thing we might be seeing season 4.
I like me some Wally West.
Do you even watch it? Do you even Flash, bro?
I Flash it right now.
Season 4 might actually be based upon the Rebirth story arc. Now, I don't know
the
what
new
you want.
One?
Yeah, the Rebirth. No, Rebirth of.
That's the current thing I see.
The new one.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. Flash Rebirth. I don't know what.
Listen, I have heard great things about the Rebirth from DC. Great things. I'm not a DC comic book guy, but I've heard great things from the Rebirth.
Here's the thing: I've dabbled in comic books for many years, but I'm telling you right now, I for some reason have always loved two comic book series on DC, and because the writing and the storyline, and it's always been Flash and actually Aquaman.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The writers, especially for the Flash, because when you're dealing with a guy who literally is just really fast at running, you have to be creative on how you do the story. So they've done very, very well in the past with that.
Excellent, excellent. Moving on with more things, we've got Earth 2 Wells. He's the father of Jesse Quick. He might be returning after they...
Oh, so they bring different universes back into this...
Many times. Oh, you need to get into this. Earth 2 Wells.
It's actually really good.
They unfortunately had to, you know, kill off the other Wells that was there. I forget which Earth he was from. He sacrificed himself so that... what is her name? What is Iris wouldn't die by Savitar's hands. That was actually a noble sacrifice. We could see a different Killer Frost. Now, as you see in Season 3, Caitlin Snow went full Killer Frost and even joined Savitar against... Barry and team, and it was interesting. She turned over a new leaf, sort of, and she didn't want the cure to go out to Caitlin, and she went off on her own. We're going to see her again. We just don't know how killer her Frost will be. And lastly, Wonder Woman villain might show up.
Chitra?
Yeah, that's not Chitara, or let me see the name.
It's Cheetah.
Cheetah?
Cheetah.
Yeah, Cheetah might show up, so that's interesting. Both Arrow and the
Chitara
Flash
was actually from
that
was a joke.
Okay, sorry.
Chitara. Thundercats. Ho!
Since it's DC, it's gonna be Chitara.
Yeah, yeah, Cheetah.
No, but, you didn't get that one, did you?
No, I didn't get it.
Chitara?
Mom, shocking content. So, as you guys know, if you watch the show, the Arrow and the Flash, they borrow heavily from other. Things like they had Arrow borrowed the League of Assassins and stuff like that. So I'm interested. I cannot wait for Flash. I love the Flash series. It's my favorite comic show on TV right now. So, Juancho, will you at least consider?
Absolutely not right now. MMOs rule my life.
But the MMOs, that was MMOs have anything to do with it.
They rule my life right now.
Okay, I will rule you. Okay. Well, speaking of continuing with DC, I've got news. And I would love to hear a quick panel discussion about this. Christopher Nolan has plans to remaster the Dark Knight trilogy in 4K. Now, remastering it, okay, that compromises Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. Christopher Nolan's three-part series is widely considered one of the best interpretations of Gotham's Crusader, and it goes without saying that it's very, very true. Now, how does the 4K version sound? Do we expect him to make any changes? And how is this any different, potentially, and the special editions that George Lucas did. Gentlemen.
Because George Lucas removed a lot of stuff, good stuff that needed to be in those movies to remaster it.
Okay, and he also added things as well.
He did add things.
Like Jar Jar.
He did add things.
You fell into the Juancho trap.
I mean, from
no, no, but talking seriously,
right?
I do see why will people be upset, but let them remaster it. Is
it, you know what? It, with today's technology, I mean, I would be interested in seeing
how a 4K Batman.
4K Batman.
Oh, well, wow. I mean, they said the blacks are going to look blacker. It's going to be closer because apparently they
think the blacks are going to be blacker.
Yeah, I was going to say we have a black context. I'm reading the article as it states. Okay, blackness. Okay, and basically they say it's going to be much closer to the because they use 6K films. On their resolution, so it's gonna be closer to that.
Dynamic range, okay.
The range will be better, the velocity's gonna be a lot better. So, it appears to be just to be a graphical update more so than a special edition. So, can we maybe just do a collective sigh of relief?
You know, I have a feeling that I'll be buying the 3-part
steel. If you can sing, why can't I hum?
Jeez, your humming sucks.
Okay, well,
all right, no, I want to do this one because I have. So Vibe sends me an email. Oh, this is what I want to talk about, and he goes, "Prime Day arrived yesterday. Was it a dude?" Vibe, WTF, bro? Really?
I meant to say, "Was it a dude?"
I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, what does Prime Day have to do with a dude?
Mancho and I were talking about this.
What you ordered.
I know, exactly. I know,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Garbanzo knows. No, basically, guys, Mancho and I were talking about it, and we kind of looked at it, and we're like,
I was disappointed.
Disappointed.
Here's the thing. I don't have a reason to buy anything right there from Prime. There was a lot of good deals on TVs, but I have a TV.
Right. And, I mean, some of the things they had, the Amazon Echo.
Whoever was, they didn't have an Xbox One, had good deals for them.
Well, they actually had a couple of good deals on the actual Amazon stuff as well, like the Dot and as well as the Echo.
They had the Amazon Echo, the Echo Dot, the Amazon
Props.
App, you know, the Kindle readers. They had a bunch of offers. More
I was
Kindle
hoping
stuff.
For a Switch like thing, but no.
No.
Because the whole thing is that they're not making any money off the Switch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to sell regardless.
Exactly. I mean,
regardless.
You know, they had Element TV. They had the more Fire Pro.
Yet another year that I was disappointed on Prime Day.
But when I went through the list, I just saw. I saw squeegees. I saw blenders. It was all over the place, and I said, "Not again!"
This is what it's Prime Day is.
Exactly. So I was disappointed.
And Best Buy counter offer within their own online.
They did that
way.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Remember they have price match. If you actually, if it's actually by Amazon,
they will price match
go over there, and you don't have to wait the 2 days for it to go.
Did you just say Best Buy? Oh no, that Best Buy.
Hearts breaking.
I'm sorry, guys. This is if you guys listen to our first podcast, you'll know why Best Buy is a taboo word for us. It's bad juju for us. We love Best Buy, great place, but for geek bros, bad juju.
Exactly.
How's your car?
Brand new.
So it ends up being where it ended up working out.
Exactly.
I'm dropping a grand to get a fix.
Oh man, what a shame. What things that we do for our fans and our friends and our audience. For the podcast.
Go ahead, survive.
Okay, lastly for me, Star Trek Discovery and how it's going to maintain the franchise continuity. Now, I didn't get to read this article, so I'm going to read it to you guys right now whenever I find something. It's not moving.
Star Trek.
Did it freeze?
It's a Trekkie.
Yep, that's what happens.
See what's happening when you mess with Star Trek? You're such a Trekkie.
Okay, well, apparently, the show is going to be set 10 years before the adventures of Kirk and Spock. Okay. And it will showcase a flashier version of Starfleet, which I don't know how that's going to work when it comes to the way the show was back then. It's going to be a
those are fancy uniforms, bro. All right, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I still think that those classic uniforms are still pretty darn,
not very detailed. If you actually saw the trailer, the uniforms that they have on match really closely to Star Trek. Oh my god, what was the first one?
Enterprise.
They match Enterprise, so that's interesting. It's gonna be a flashier version, and I'm sorry guys, but this thing is frozen beyond words. I've lost it. But it's gonna be a flashier version. There it is. No, it's not.
It's there. Nope.
But anyway, they're gonna say that you might be able to see descendants of certain characters, and there's no reason why they wouldn't jump in and maybe meet Kirk's father or the mother or Spock's something. I do believe Spock's father is actually in it. He's actually one of the characters in it. He's one of the
Vulcans.
And then they have a new radical design for the Klingons, which would be the fourth iteration of what they look like. There's the one... The Klingons look like tanned Orientals in the original series.
Okay.
Then in second generation, they had the ridges. In the movie, Star Trek, they look completely different.
Are you sure you're talking about Klingons, not Romulans?
No, Klingons. The Klingons were in Into Darkness, Star Trek Into Darkness, and they looked a little significantly different than they looked in Next Generation.
Okay. Sure.
And now this will be the fourth version of the way they look, which is even more of a design change.
Well,
so,
you know what? It is a whole planet of people, so we can automatically assume that they don't.
Which is something, and they actually did in Enterprise explain why some Klingons looked just like, you know, tanned Orientals, and one why some had ridges, and apparently it was some kind of mutation that happened, and so they explained that.
Your tricky talk is boring me.
What? Listen, okay, I'm trying to show you guys that I'm really a geek, okay?
He's a pretend geek.
Okay, I'm not a pretend geek.
Sure, lead us.
Juancho doesn't like comic books.
Because I keep calling Bob a pretend geek.
Alright, so I'm going to take my leave.
Yes, take your leave.
Okay.
Pretender.
By all means, please
Maybe
announce.
After this segment, you're not going to be a pretender anymore.
I'm sorry. I am the great pretender. Ooh, I got an old soul.
That is a really old song.
You better believe it.
But it's a really good song.
Really good song.
Okay. As the pretender is actually
like
my
side. Hold on, not done yet. Juancho doesn't like comic books.
That is the lie. Lies, more lies.
Deception. I'm taking my phone so I can play my phone in the background.
Right. So Vibe keeps saying he is a pretender, which leads us into the next discussion.
I did not say that.
Which leads us to the next discussion. So, Mr. Garbanzo.
Yes, sir.
Is there a wrong way to geek out?
That you know what? It's, I personally do not think so.
Explain.
And here's the thing. Most of us who do geek out do so because it's something that we have a passion for. And at one point in time, the majority of us have either been bullied, spoken down to, or belittled for what we like or don't like. Perfect example, bronies. Not my thing, but
JJ, the Dark Flex is all about bronies.
He's one massive.
What's a brony?
But
and Mr. Vibe too. He has a shirt at home that says "I love bronies."
What is a brony?
All about bronies, man.
It's gentlemen's who enjoy My Little Ponies, the TV show.
I am not a brony.
No.
Okay.
Whatever.
Anymore.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with it. That's the whole point of this whole thing. So anyways, like I'm trying to say...
There's nothing wrong with it. This is a safe place, gentlemen. It's a safe place.
But that's the whole thing is that, you know what? Everyone's going to have their own different opinions. Like, some people prefer Trek. Some people prefer Star Wars. There is always like a nice little... I want to say... camaraderie, but at the same time, there's always a little animosity. Like, what's
There's always a respect because you are all enjoying a geek phenomenon or event or comic book or movie. So there's always that geek respect because in any convention you go to, you always have that respect from everyone.
Absolutely.
But there's always that rival, like, oh, my show is better than your show, or my comic book is better than your comic book. It's always going to happen throughout everything.
Well, yeah, of course. And then there's always, you know, Star Wars. So that's, again, all joking aside, you know, I really don't think that there really is a wrong way to geek out. How you show your geekdom, you don't, either whether it's writing, reading, video games, there's comic books, audiobooks, collecting, and even like getting yourself tattooed and things like that. Like myself, like I actually recently got myself.
That's a good transition.
I learned from the best.
myself.
Yeah, I was actually saying Dr. Flex, but okay. but the whole thing is like I recently it's something I've been holding on to this picture of this tattoo. This picture I really like for almost going on 10 years, almost 12 years actually. And I decided finally recently, and this is definitely not Jesse's idea whatsoever, to get it finally tattooed. And I finally decided I'm going to put it on my forearm. And it actually came out really nicely. It's really hard to see at that angle, but I'll try to do a better.
Flex it, dog. There you go.
And solid. And I've actually decided to turn it into a full Star Wars sleeve, so that's the beginning of many things. But like I said, there really is no wrong way. I mean, what do you think is a really weird way that you kind of geek out?
A weird way that I tend to geek out. The weirdest thing that I've done is dressing up for a convention. I have never... That was the first time actually fully dressing up for Fukumi. That's the weirdest thing that I've ever done geeking out. I've always embraced my geek side, even throughout high school. I didn't embrace it as much until after my freshman year in college. I guess a lot of people experiment things in freshman years of college. Not only weird experiments, but...
What have you been doing?
I just say it, all new sorts of anime was discovered.
All sort of new hentai. Tentacle monsters.
What do you love?
Oh, so kawaii.
What do you love, Rogue One and Episode 7?
He was like, yes! Yes! What are you doing? He's like, I love it!
It's new!
No, but there should never be a wrong way to geek out, and anybody being told so should be wrong, because geeking out is something that you like doing, even if it's something not geek related. You geeking out in general means something that you're... They say geek enthused about cars.
Absolutely. You can geek out about cars. I got a friend of mine, Renee, who is a phenomenal mechanic, and he's been working on Panda, his Mazda, for years. And you mentioned rotary engines, and just prepare yourself for a 45-minute explanation. Rotary engines and why it's superior to regular, and how Mazda did this, and it just, he can go on and on, and it's fantastic to hear him.
But it's a great thing, because a lot of people sometimes say geeking out. The word geeking means that you are an enthusiast of what you believe is the thing that you like. There's geeking out for Nintendo, there's geeking out for Sony, there's things, but it doesn't have to necessarily
mean... geeking out for sports.
Exactly. For those who play fantasy football, they geek out on fantasy football all the time when it's football season.
Yeah.
So, hey... I say there's never a wrong way to geek out except your vibe, then you're definitely a wrong way.
Vibe has his own way of doing things.
Okay, geeking out never looked this good.
It wasn't until I brought it to him that made it look good. Just saying.
I mean, I'm not going to give you credit for bringing out
the geek. I want the credit for just making this monster.
You do have the credit. You do. You are the one that brought it out, and I would have never brought it out had I not met you.
That sounds like a really bad scene from 50 Shades of Grey, by the way.
Okay. No, you know, we actually have our own version, 50 Shades of Juancho.
Exactly.
So central.
According to Vibe, the first says, I am Mexican, so it's called a Mexican edition.
The tagline for this is I Poppy. So,
I Poppy.
50 Shades of Juancho, I Poppy. That's it. Series.
Coming to you in a Miami theater near you.
I'll just roll the R's on everything you do.
Roberto.
Ramen.
Yes.
Ramen.
Kawaii.
Again, so it's
is there ever a wrong way?
No, absolutely not.
Mr. Garbanzo, it's been a pleasure having you here today in the podcast.
Yeah. It's great to be back. Hopefully, I can swing by a little bit more often. Work has been a little stressful, but hopefully they'll need me less and I can hang out with you guys more.
Definitely.
What I do want, and I thought about it, you know, it's a little late now, but I would definitely like to get your other half, okay, on the mic. Because, you know, I don't know if you listened to the discussion we had Vinay here, and we discussed about how a significant other can embrace... You know, the geeking out of their
Wait,
spouse.
Didn't I mention her last podcast?
Yes, you did.
I did mention. It's like we're talking about Star Wars. Like, just like Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I would love to pose that same question again, but to the two of you, and then discuss it, because I know she's geeking. She's geeky. She's into it.
And this, yes, she's geeky. But in what we were talking about geeking out, she's more of a Disney geek. She loves Disney.
She's actually, I've actually found out that she's actually a very much all around geek.
Okay.
But she is more Disney, Star Wars. Those are her big franchises. Where I'm just like an all around. I can sit here and watch.
And right now, she's all about Pokemon.
And yes, oh my God, massive Pokemon.
She's going to be my insider for next week's Pokemon news while they come in.
Yeah definitely.
Much Pokemon news!
She's already beaten me again. It's just horrible. It's so annoying.
But yeah, definitely, we'd love to schedule with you guys and bring her in.
Absolutely. I'm sure she would love to be.
I would love to hear you guys' take on that conversation that we had with Juancho and Vinay, and see, you know, what tips you can give others as well. To embrace it, or to combine it, or to, you know, meet halfway. It's actually a very important topic now, because I've heard people talking about it, ever since we brought up originally, they're saying, wow, we'd love to hear more about that. So, let's get that happening.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like just, you know, I don't want to, you know, just, you know, spoil the future, but I'll tell you one thing is patience is definitely key for many things, no matter
something
what.
Something that Vinay said. Oh, look at that.
Patience.
Just like
and patience isn't just a horse in a movie.
Just like in Spider-Man Homecoming. Spoiler alert. Captain America talks about patience.
He does talk about patience.
And just like patience, guys.
And then your body changes.
And constipation, I heard too, as well.
Yes.
Yes, a little bit of that.
And you know, chocolate salty balls.
And with that being said, guys.
Well, no, I mean, you know, yeah, truffles.
And truffles. This has been Juancho.
The Bean is back, Garbanzo here.
And Vibes in the background somewhere.
Please. Share, like us, love us on all the following social medias. You can find us on YouTube at ViveRes Studios, on the website at ViveResStudios.com. That's V as in Victor, IBEREV Studios.com. We will be on WeBeGeeksPC.com tomorrow.
That is your
main source for listening to our podcast. And we have Apple, iTunes.
Yep, iTunes.
And on Google Play, about maybe 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock-ish, every Wednesday, we should be on Google Play and
check
iTunes.
Check us out on Thursdays. So
but
podcast,
to be
every
sure,
Thursday.
Thursdays.
Every Thursday.
Thursdays.
Every Thursday. And then the following this
and
week,
we drop like a rock on
and
Thursdays.
And if you want to know what the Geek Bros are doing throughout the day, check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Geek Bros with the zero.
With the zero.
And it's been a wonderful night, guys.
So.
You remember, geeking out never sounded so good.
Woo!
I love you all.
Bye.